Question 1. Law proposed by initiative petition. Patient to nurse limits. Do you approve of a law summarized below, on which no vote was taken by the Senate or the House of Representatives on or before May 2, 2018? Summary. As required by law, summaries are written by the State Attorney General. This proposed law would limit how many patients could be assigned to each registered nurse in Massachusetts hospitals and certain other healthcare facilities. The maximum number of patients per registered nurse would vary by type of unit and level of care as follows. In units with step-down intermediate care patients, 3 patients per nurse. In units with post-anesthesia care or operating room patients, 1 patient under anesthesia per nurse, 2 patients post-anesthesia per nurse. In the emergency services department, 1 critical or intensive care patient per nurse, or 2 if the nurse has assessed each patient's condition as stable, 2 urgent non-stable patients per nurse, 3 urgent stable patients per nurse, or 5 non-urgent stable patients per nurse. In units with maternity patients, A. Active labor patients, 1 patient per nurse. B. During birth and for up to 2 hours immediately postpartum, 1 mother per nurse and 1 baby per nurse. C. When the condition of the mother and baby are determined to be stable, 1 mother and her baby or babies per nurse. D. Postpartum, 6 patients per nurse. E. Immediate care or continuing care babies, 2 babies per nurse. F. Well babies, 6 babies per nurse. In units with pediatric, medical, surgical, telemetry, or observational/outpatient treatment patients, or any other unit, 4 patients per nurse. And in how to register to vote, online tools, early and absentee voting, military and overseas voters, voting on election limits without reducing its level of nursing, service, maintenance, clerical, professional, and other staff. The proposed law would also require every covered facility to develop a written patient acuity tool for each unit to evaluate the condition of each patient. This tool would be used by nurses to decide whether patient limits should be lower than the limits of the proposed law at any given time. The proposed law would not override any contract in effect on January 1, 2019 that set higher patient limits. The proposed law's limits would take effect after any such contract expired. The State Health Policy Commission would be required to promulgate regulations to implement the proposed law. The Commission would conduct inspections to ensure compliance with the law. Any facility receiving written notice from the Commission of a complaint or a violation would be required to submit a written compliance plan to the Commission. The Commission could report violations to the State Attorney General, who could file suit to obtain a civil penalty of up to $25,000 per violation, as well as up to $25,000 for each day a violation continued after the commission notified the covered facility of the violation. The Health Policy Commission would be required to establish a toll-free telephone number for complaints and a website where complaints, compliance plans, and violations would appear. The proposed law would prohibit discipline or retaliation against any employee for complying with the patient assignment limits of the law. The proposed law would require every covered facility to post within each unit, patient room, and waiting area a notice explaining the patient limits and how to report violations. Each day of a facility's noncompliance with the posting required would be punishable by a civil penalty between $250 and $2,500. The proposed law's requirements would be suspended during a state or nationally declared public health emergency. The proposed law states that if any of its parts were declared invalid, the other parts would stay in effect. The proposed law would take effect on January 1, 2019. What your vote will do. As required by law, the statements describing the effect of a yes or no vote were written jointly by the State Attorney General and the Secretary of the Commonwealth. A yes vote would limit the number of patients that could be assigned to one registered nurse in hospitals and certain other healthcare facilities. A no vote would make no change in current laws relative to patient-to-nurse limits. Statement of fiscal consequences. As required by law, statements of fiscal consequences are written by the Executive Office of Administration and Finance. This proposed law may affect both state and municipal revenues and expenditures, with state-owned hospitals required to expend between an estimated $67,800,000 and $74,800,000 annually to comply with the proposed law, and the Health Policy Commission required to expend an estimated $1,281,200 annually to monitor compliance. There will also be an impact on MassHealth, the state's Medicaid program, and state-funded employee and retiree health care obligations to the extent that the initiative increases hospital costs or causes hospital closures. The overall fiscal consequences to state and municipal finances, however, are difficult to project due to the lack of reliable data. Arguments. As provided by law, the 150-word arguments are written by proponents and opponents of each question and reflect their opinions. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts does not endorse these arguments and does not certify the truth or accuracy of any statement made in these arguments. The names of the individuals and organizations who wrote each argument and any written comments by others about each argument are on file in the Office of the Secretary of the Commonwealth. In favor. I have worked as a bedside nurse for 40 years. I joined nurses from across Massachusetts to write this law and place safe patient limits on the ballot to improve the quality of patient care in Massachusetts hospitals. Independent scientific studies have consistently found that quality of care decreases dramatically when nurses are forced to care for too many patients at once, putting patients at increased risk for complications like pneumonia, medication errors, and more. This initiative establishes a safe maximum limit for the number of patients assigned to nurses in all hospital areas to ensure our patients receive the care and attention they need. It provides maximum flexibility, requiring hospitals to adjust registered nurse staffing levels based on the needs of patients, and does so without reducing other members of the healthcare workforce. A recent survey found that 86% of registered nurses in Massachusetts favor this question. Donna Kelly Williams, RN, Massachusetts Nurses Association, 340 Turnpike Street, Canton, Massachusetts, 02021, 781-821-4625, extension 777, www.safepatientlimits.org. Against. Nurses are asking you to vote no on question one. Massachusetts hospitals rank among the best in the nation, but question one will put that patient care quality and safety at risk. It forces rigid, government-imposed nurse staffing ratios at every hospital, overriding the professional judgment of nurses and doctors. Question one would create a massive, unfunded government mandate costing more than $1 billion in higher healthcare costs annually, causing community hospitals to close and forcing others to reduce emergency, addiction, and behavioral health services. Question one has been called the most irresponsible approach to healthcare. There is no scientific evidence that these rigid ratios improve patient care. Question one, higher costs, rigid mandates, and one-size-fits-all healthcare. Nurses and over 100 healthcare organizations, including American Nurses Association Massachusetts, Massachusetts Medical Society, Massachusetts College of Emergency Physicians, and every Massachusetts hospital, urge vote no on question one. Amanda S. Oberles, RN, Coalition to Protect Patient Safety, P.O. Box 15, Boston, MA 02137, 617-840-3465, www.protectpatientsafety.com. Full text of question. Be it enacted by the people and by their authority. Section 1. Sections 2 through 4 below, along with Section 231 of Chapter 111 of the General Laws, shall hereby be known as the Patient Safety Act. Section 2. Chapter 111 of the General Laws is hereby amended by adding the following sections after Section 231. Section 231A, Definitions. As used in Sections 231 through 231J, the following words shall have the following meanings. Patient assignment. A person admitted to a facility where a registered nurse accepts responsibility for the patient's direct nursing care. A patient must be assigned to a registered nurse at all times. Complaint. Any oral or written communication by a patient, medical professional, facility, or any of its employees that a facility has violated any term or condition of this act. Facility. A hospital, licensed under Section 5.1 of this chapter, the teaching hospital of the University of Massachusetts Medical School, any licensed private or state-owned and state-operated general acute care hospital, an acute psychiatric hospital, an acute care specialty hospital, or any acute care unit within a state-operated healthcare facility. This definition shall not include rehabilitation facilities or long-term care facilities. Healthcare workforce, personnel employed by or contracted to work at a facility that have an effect upon the delivery of quality care to patients, including, but not limited to, registered nurses, licensed practical nurses, unlicensed assistive personnel, service, maintenance, clerical, professional, and technical workers, and all other healthcare workers. Nursing care. Care which falls within the scope of practice as defined in Section 80B of Chapter 112 of the General Laws, or is otherwise encompassed within recognized standards of nursing practice, including assessment, nursing diagnosis, planning, intervention, evaluation, and patient advocacy. Violation. Any failure by a facility to abide by a term or condition of this act. Written implementation plan. A written plan detailing both the maximum number of patients to be assigned at all times to a registered nurse in each of the units enumerated in Section 231C, as well as concurrently detailing the facility's plans to ensure that it will implement such limits without diminishing the staffing levels of its healthcare workforce. Section 231B. Concurrently with establishing and enforcing the maximum patient assignment limits enumerated in Section 231C below, each facility shall submit a written implementation plan to the Massachusetts Health Policy Commission, certifying that it will implement the patient assignment limits without diminishing the staffing levels of its healthcare workforce. Section 231C. It is the right of every patient in a facility to nursing care deemed safe by the registered nurse who has accepted responsibility for his or her care. It is the responsibility of each facility to provide the resources necessary to support the safe patient limits enumerated in this section. The maximum number of patients assigned at all times to a registered nurse in a facility shall not exceed the limits enumerated in this section. Nothing shall preclude a facility from assigning fewer patients to a registered nurse than the limits enumerated in this section, provided, however, that no such assignment shall result in a reduction in the staffing level of the healthcare workforce assigned to the facility's patients. The patient assignment limits shall be as follows. A. In all units with step-down/intermediate care patients, the maximum patient assignment of step-down/intermediate patients is 3. Step-down/intermediate care patients are those patients that require an intermediate level of care between the intensive care unit and general medical surgical unit. B. In all units with post-anesthesia care, PACU, patients, the maximum patient assignment of PACU patients under anesthesia is 1. The maximum patient assignment of PACU patients post-anesthesia is 2. C. In all units with operating room, OR, patients, the maximum patient assignment of OR patients under anesthesia is 1. The maximum patient assignment of OR patients post-anesthesia is 2. D. In the emergency services department, 1. The maximum patient assignment of critical care or intensive care patients is 1. A registered nurse may accept a second critical care or intensive care patient if that nurse assesses that each patient's condition is stable. 2. The maximum patient assignment of urgent, non-stable patients is 2. A patient is in an urgent, non-stable condition when prompt care of the patient is necessary within 15 to 60 minutes. 3. The maximum patient assignment of urgent, stable patients is 3. A patient is in an urgent, stable condition when prompt care of the patient is necessary, but can wait up to 3 hours if necessary. 4. The maximum patient assignment of non-urgent stable patients is 5. A patient is in a non-urgent stable condition when the patient has a condition or conditions that need attention, but time is not a critical factor. E. In all units with maternal child care patients. 1. The maximum patient assignment of active labor patients, patients with intermittent auscultation or fetal assessment, and patients with medical or obstetrical complications is 1 patient. 2. The maximum patient assignment during birth and for up to 2 hours immediately postpartum is 1 nurse responsible for the mother and for each baby, 1 nurse whose sole responsibility is the baby. When the condition of the mother and baby are determined to be stable and the critical elements are met, 1 nurse may care for both the mother and the babies. 3. The maximum patient assignment during the postpartum period for uncomplicated mothers or babies is 6, which shall be comprised of either 6 mothers or babies, 3 couplets of mothers and babies, or, in the case of multiple babies, not more than a total of 6 patients. As used in this subsection, couplet shall mean 1 mother and 1 baby. 4. The maximum patient assignment of intermediate care or continuing care babies is 2 babies. 5. The maximum patient assignment of well baby patients is 6 babies. F. In all units with pediatric patients, the maximum patient assignment of pediatric patients is 4. G. In all units with psychiatric patients, the maximum patient assignment of psychiatric patients is 5. H. In all units with medical, surgical, and telemetry patients, the maximum patient assignment of medical, surgical, and telemetry patients is 4. I. In all units with observational/outpatient treatment patients, the maximum patient assignment of observational/outpatient treatment patients is 4. J. In all units with rehabilitation patients, the maximum patient assignment of rehabilitation patients is 5. K. In any unit not otherwise listed, the maximum patient assignment is 4. Section 231D. Each facility shall implement the patient assignment limits established by Section 231C. However, implementation of these limits shall not result in a reduction in the staffing levels of the healthcare workforce. Section 231E. The Massachusetts Health Policy Commission shall promulgate regulations governing and ensuring the implementation and operation of this act, including, but not limited to, regulations setting forth the contents and implementation of A. Certification plans each facility must prepare for implementing the patient assignment limits enumerated in Section 231C, including the facility obligation that implementation of limits shall not result in a reduction in the staffing level of the healthcare workforce assigned to such patients, and B. Written compliance plans that shall be required for each facility out of compliance with the patient assignment limits. Notwithstanding the terms of this or any other section of this Act, the Massachusetts Health Policy Commission shall not promulgate any regulation that directly or indirectly permits any delay, temporary or permanent waiver, or modification of the requirements set forth in Sections 231C and 231D above. Section 231F, Patient Acuity Tool. The patient acuity tool shall serve as an adjunct to the assessment of the registered nurse and shall be designed to promote and support the provision of safe nursing care for the patient or patients. However, such tools are not to be utilized as a substitute for the assessment and clinical judgment of the registered nurse assigned to the patients. Each facility shall develop a patient acuity tool for each unit designated in Section 231C. The patient assessment and use of the patient acuity tool shall be performed by the nurse who has accepted the assignment for that patient or patients. The patient acuity tool for each unit in a facility shall be developed by a committee, the majority of which is comprised of staff nurses assigned to the particular unit. The patient acuity tool shall be developed to determine if the maximum number of patients that may be assigned to a registered nurse or nurses should be lower than the patient assignment limits specified in Section 231C, in which case that lower number will govern for those patients. The patient acuity tool shall be written so as to be readily used and understood by registered nurses, shall measure the acuity of patients not less frequently than each shift, upon admission of a patient, and upon significant changes in a patient's condition, and shall consider criteria including, but not limited to, 1. The need for specialized equipment and technology. 2. The intensity of nursing interventions required and the complexity of clinical nursing judgment needed to design, implement, and evaluate each patient's nursing care plans consistent with professional standards of care. 3. The skill mix of members of the healthcare workforce necessary for the delivery of quality care for each patient. And 4. The proximity of patients to one another who are assigned to the same nurse, the proximity and availability of other healthcare resources, and facility design. A facility's patient acuity tool shall, prior to implementation, be certified by the Massachusetts Health Policy Commission as meeting the above criteria, and the Commission may issue regulations governing such tools, including their content and implementation. Such patient acuity tool and information contained and documented therein shall be part of the patient medical record. Section 231G. This Act shall not be construed to impair any collective bargaining agreement or any other contract in effect as of the effective date of this Act, but shall have full force and effect upon the earliest expiration date of any such collective bargaining agreement or other contract. Nothing in this Act shall prevent the validity or enforcement of terms in a collective bargaining agreement or other contract that provides for a lower number of patients assigned to a nurse than the number mandated by the patient assignment limit set forth in this Act. Section 231H. Enforcement. The Massachusetts Health Policy Commission may conduct inspections of facilities to ensure compliance with the terms of this Act. A facility's failure to adhere to the patient assignment limit set forth in Section 231C, as adjusted per the requirements set forth in Sections 231D and 231F, shall be reported by the Massachusetts Health Policy Commission to the Attorney General for enforcement. The Attorney General may bring a superior court action seeking injunctive relief and civil penalties in the amount of up to $25,000 per violation. A separate and distinct violation for which the facility shall be subject to a civil penalty of up to $25,000 shall be deemed to have been committed on each day during which a violation continues following notice to the facility. Upon written notice by the Health Policy Commission that a complaint has been made or a violation has occurred, a facility receiving such note shall submit a written compliance plan to the Commission that demonstrates the manner in which the facility will ensure future compliance with all of the provisions of this Act within the time frame required by the Commission. No employee shall be disciplined or retaliated against in any manner for complying with the patient limit set forth in Section 231C above. And any such employee so disciplined or retaliated against shall be entitled to remedies provided in Section 185D of Chapter 149, regardless of whether the employee satisfies any other terms or conditions set forth in Section 185 of Chapter 149. The requirements of this Act and its enforcement shall be suspended during a state or nationally declared public health emergency. Section 231I. Every facility shall post in a conspicuous place or places on its premises, including within each unit, patient room, and waiting areas, a notice to be prepared or approved by the Massachusetts Health Policy Commissions that is easily readable in lay terms in English and in other languages determined by the Commission setting forth excerpts of this Act, including all the patient assignment limits set forth in Section 231C, along with the manner in which to report violations and such other relevant information which the Commission deems necessary to explain the requirements of this Act. Any facility subject to this Act which refuses to comply with the provisions of this section shall be punished by a civil penalty of not less than $250 and not more than $2,500 for each day the facility is not in compliance. The provisions of this section shall be enforced by the Attorney General. Section 231J. The Massachusetts Health Policy Commission shall establish a toll-free telephone number where complaints against facilities can be reported, and a public website where complaints, certification, and compliance plans and violations shall appear and be updated at least quarterly for each facility. The toll-free telephone number and website location shall be included in all notices prepared and posted pursuant to Section 231I above. Section 2. Severability. The provisions of this Act are severable such that if any clause, sentence, paragraph, or section, or an application thereof, shall be adjudged by any court of competent jurisdiction to be invalid, such adjudication shall not affect, impair, or invalidate the remainder of any clause, sentence, paragraph, or section thereof, and shall be confined in its operation to such clause, sentence, paragraph, section, or application adjudged invalid. Provided further that any such clause, sentence, paragraph, section, or application deemed invalid shall be reformed and construed such that it would be invalid to the maximum extent permitted. Section 3. This Act shall take effect on January 1, 2019.